This is AU Beat on the Street, a daily podcast from the floor of Autodesk University. We're on site taking the pulse of AU and bringing you the latest and most exciting developments from this global Autodesk community event. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ralph Bond at Autodesk 2007. I've got a special treat for us. Yesterday, I was talking to my colleague at Autodesk, Marie Domingo, and she told me a story about last year's Inventor of the Year Award winners, Bosch Rexroth Canada. And she was telling me about a fascinating project they've been working on that's still ongoing on a lock system on the St. Lawrence Seaway. And she was telling me, as a follow-on to the story about them winning last year, that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how the software helped them reduce emissions of grease into the water. But before we get into that, Marie's going to set the stage by asking some questions about how Autodesk Inventor software helped them in their design process. So I'm going to turn it over to Marie to get things started.
Yeah, so hi, Ralph. Thanks for allowing us to talk today. I have Jim Lampert with me from Bosch Rexroth Canada. And you know, the other day he was telling me a little bit about some of the progress they've been making in the Seaway. And lo and behold, I actually found out that they have a great sustainability story with regard to lessening the toxins emission as well as decreasing the power consumption in the lock system in Canada. But I want to introduce Jim Lampert. Jim, take it away.
Thanks, Marie. Thanks, Ralph. It's a pleasure to be with you guys today.
I think what I'm going to do here, Jim, before we get started, is ask you, for the audience who may not be familiar with the lock system on the St. Lawrence Seaway, what we're talking about. Give us a little description of that, the size of the project, and what was involved.
The St. Lawrence Seaway is a waterway system that allows ships to move from the Atlantic Ocean inward through the Great Lakes. There's an obstacle in the way, though, obviously, the Niagara Escarpment, which is a 100-meter drop, which you see the results of that at Niagara Falls. So they built a canal that went between Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, which allowed the ships to move through a series of locks and either step up or walk down the escarpment. The canal was built in the 1800s. They put the lock system, the last of the electromechanical designs of the lock system, in the 1920s. The St. Lawrence Seaway was looking to retrofit the old electromechanical designs. There was quite a bit of service work that had to be done to the locks on a regular basis. It was an old pulley winch system with steel cables that had to be greased on a regular basis. It was becoming quite a service nightmare to them. It was also, they were consuming quite a bit of energy opening and closing these locks with this old electromechanical system. And so they asked us, Bosch Rexroth Canada, to come up with a motion control solution that would replace the old electromechanical design with hydraulics. We're known in the industry as being, you know, an innovator in motion control solutions using our superior products. Yeah, so what we were able to do then was to go in there with a hydraulic solution for them that we really thought would decrease the amount of toxins that were actually going in the water through the grease or through the cables. The cables were greased on a regular basis to allow the cables to move through the locked doors. And so the cables were making contact with the water on a regular basis. So a large amount of that grease was actually being infiltrated into the waterway system, which was a concern. So we decided to help them in that way. And as well, using a hydraulic solution, you're using much less energy, but creating a lot more force to be able to open and close the locks and the tainer valves and everything associated with the Seaway, yeah.
So, Jim, you also were telling me a little bit about your story as you were going through the process that you actually found some of the original 1920s parchment paper designs from way back when. So what have you done as far as being able to streamline the process from going to paper to digital? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing we had to do was just understanding the complexity of the project was trying to get everybody to think outside the 2D world. Because of the type of motion control solution that we were going to provide to the Seaway, it was completely different than what they had been accustomed to. So to try to communicate that in the 2D media was just not going to be possible. We knew that if we wanted to be competitive, we were going to win the actual contract, that we had to be innovative, and we had to be thinking outside the box, and we had to approach it from a standpoint, we have to clearly communicate design intent, and there was no way we're going to be able to do it with a 2D medium. So we decided to make the jump into Autodesk Inventor.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit about the other folks that are involved in the actual workflow of Inventor, but also as far as the designs are concerned, anyone else outside of the engineers that are working on the designs themselves?
Well, I think, when we first started on the path to 3D, I think we were maybe narrow-minded in thinking that we were only going to be able to leverage that information within our own design engineering department. We soon found out that, we were extending that 3D information outside of our department. So our salesmen were looking at this information, the customers were looking at this information, our manufacturing shop floor wanted to look at the information. The entire process became much more streamlined. We were getting approvals back from our designs much quicker from our customers than ever before. We also do a internal design review of all of our designs to ensure that our assembly shop floor can once the equipment is manufactured and goes through an assembly stage area, that it can be assembled the most efficient way possible. This design review process would usually take weeks, and with the complexity of the St. Lawrence Seaway project and the size of it, we were calculating probably was going to take a month to actually go through all the internal design reviews within our company. We converted all the files to DWF, 3D lightweight format, and through design review, actually reviewed the designs with our entire production team. I booked the conference room for like an hour and a half, and within an hour and a half, we had all the designs actually approved. And this simply just wouldn't have happened if we would have still been in the 2D application.
So the Seaway was also part of that whole workflow as well, right? It wasn't just an interior.
Yeah. It was refreshing to get the positive responses back and the positive comments back from the St. Lawrence Seaway. They had been an Autodesk user for quite a few years and using the AutoCAD product, and were in the process of transferring a lot of these parchment paper drawings you were talking about, Maria, taking a lot of the parchment paper drawings that you were talking about, Marie, that they wanted to migrate them to AutoCAD. Well, once they saw the flexibility and how much more 3D communication you could actually achieve through Inventor, they decided that that we could actually complete all of our designs in Inventor, and that was really groundbreaking for us. So
once again, I understand through Inventor software, through digital prototyping, through all of this technology that you now had at your disposal, in the end of the day, you were able to eliminate really the grease emissions into the water system and dramatically reduce power. So that's the end gain of the whole process, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And even with the hydraulic system that we have in place, we have a redundant seal system within the hydraulic cylinders themselves that actually actuate the miter gates open and close, so that there are sensors on there so that even as something as small as one drop of oil gets by the first set of seals, it's sensed, and there's a visual indicator which would show us that those seals need to be changed before even one drop of oil would touch the water. So, in that way, I think the Seaway is much more confident with this new motion control solution. It's much kinder to the environment, not only from the from the grease standpoint, but also from an energy consumption. The electric motors that we're using in our hydraulic systems are much smaller in size than the large old electromechanical motors that they're actually still using the motors from the 30s, so they weren't very efficient, and they were sucking a lot of power. So they see their energy consumption has gone down as well. They're actually able to open and close the canal much quicker than ever before, which has increased the traffic through the canal, which is a good thing, because now they can be more competitive in the transportation market. And ultimately, with more ships traveling in and out of the Seaway system, it's less taxing on the transport trucks. And so if there's less transport trucks on the road, that's a good thing, because there's less emissions, because the ships traveling up and down the Seaway, they use much less, or they create much less emissions than conventional transport truck transportation.
So, Inventor software, what a great case history, what a great story. Not only did it help you improve your productivity, reduce your review time, dramatically reduce your costs and so forth, it enabled your client, the Seaway team, to visualize what your solutions were all about before they became reality. That's great. So a great story for digital prototyping helping on all those ways, but also the added benefit of helping to achieve sustainability, reducing pollution, and reducing energy consumption. A great story. Jim, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Ralph.
And Marie, thank you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Like what you heard? Keep listening to the AU Beat. We'll be bringing you fresh content each day from the conference. And be sure to visit AutodeskUniversity.com daily for the latest podcasts, videos, and blog entries, as well as screencasts of over 300 AU sessions. Autodesk University, it is the experience.